With success in show business, you stated earlier that your privacy is almost lost. How do you deal with going out? Have you just stopped going out altogether, or having your picture taken, or people asking for autographs? Have you found a way to beat all of that and still maintain a private life outside of your home?
Well, the best privacy is kind of within yourself and to be independent at home or something. Because everything I want to do is here. I can do whatever I want here, you know. It's loose and free. If I go out somewhere, it's different. You get swarmed by lots of autographs and people. Which I don't mind signing autographs. It's fine. It's, you know, part of the work that I do.
Are you considering taking off for a few years, maybe a year? Just smell the roses? Just be totally selfish as far as taking time out from Michael Jackson with no recording, movies, or any such show business related things. Will you ever do that?
I'm the kind of person, if I take a week off, I feel I'm loafing, you know, I feel like I'm getting behind. I like being active. I like to create. I constantly coming up with different songs and different ideas and looking and prying into the future, the sound of tomorrow. And because the music is constantly changing, minute by minute. And it's important not to become old hat, which is an old expression.
But some of your recordings are what's considered classics. Will they ever become old hat?
No, because to me, a great melody will never become old. The most important thing is, you know, great melodies. And some of the old Motown or the old Beatles songs are just phenomenal. And they'll never become old hat. But the sounds and the music change, and that will become old. The sound of the instruments. Mm-hmm. Like in the 60s, there was a lot of electric guitar and acoustic guitars. And now with this whole computerized, synthesized sound, which is completely taken over. And that's the difference. But the melodies are still there, but the music has changed.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. You said you love kids. You qualified it by saying very young kids. But what about marriage? And then maybe some kids. How far down the line is it, Michael?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I can't answer that.
Okay. I won't bother you on that. Any TV specials in the work? Say, something you'd like to do on television?
Not that I know of. I get all kinds of different offers all the time, from specials to my own series, to doing cameos, to pilots, to cartoon series, and all kinds of things. And I'm mainly concerned with doing movies right now. And that's what I'm interested in.
What kind of movie?
Something that's really different and exciting. Something that hasn't been seen before. I mean, it's like what Star Wars was to the whole picture industry. All of a sudden, it was a whole other look. A whole new type of movie making. Creatures that walk and in space instead of on Earth. And it's kind of taking it to a whole nother wave than where it is now.
Well, is Star Wars one of your favorite movies?
Yes. E.T.
E.T.?
Yes.
All right. Call home, E.T.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg, I think, is brilliant.
Your creativity, it seems, is carried out like in all aspects of your life. In music, you're very futuristic. You're really looking to the future and in planning for that. And even in movies, you want something that has never been before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying, in my mind, try to think of what kind of movie would that be. It would be, I don't know. Could you sort of paint me a picture of something that would be the first of its kind for movies?
I sure would love to do that. There's tons of scripts that are coming. Since I did The Wheels, there's been tons of things coming. And with a movie, you know, it's so important to be selective, to do the right vehicle that's perfect for you. And I really enjoy surprising the public, going a whole other direction than what they thought. And there's several different projects that I'm really interested in, but I'd really hate to say what it's about because I really want to take a different turn and surprise people.
Not just one glimpse, one peek.
But it'll be something, gosh, futuristic, and it'll be very different. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay. So basically, that's the key word, different, yeah. For Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You stated the Eagles is a favorite group of yours. Did the group's Hotel California inspire your Heartbreak Hotel or Thriller?
No. Well, Heartbreak Hotel was a stimulant for Rod Temperton to write Thriller, because he told me how much he loved Heartbreak Hotel, with all the sounds and the falling and the sound effects, and I was trying to step into the future with that Heartbreak Hotel, trying something different, integrating the drama and sound effects with music, and it worked, because a lot of people are trying that whole thing, like Pink Floyd and even Rod Temperton with Thriller. And so many other people are coming out with sounds in their records now, different effects. It's fine.
So it was like a pilot and also a prototype of what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
Has a tentative date been set for Jackson's tour with Jermaine and Janet?
Well, we're probably some time after this summer, but we really, really haven't pinpointed any dates yet, so we're really not sure. And the other, as far as Janet and Jermaine are concerned, we haven't really talked about that yet. We have talked about Jermaine, but if we do, it'll be a surprise, so I can't really answer yes or no. And sometimes he's unpredictable, so he may say, well, I decide to go and take it easy and rest somewhere, because he changed his mind so quickly. Last time I heard, he said he was moving on an island, which he was going to buy, and now he moved somewhere else. And then he was into boats, and then he changed, and so he's always changing. So I really can't answer for him.